I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 3rd, 2026. A proposed luxury apartment complex between Union and Florence, Kentucky, has sparked controversy among elected officials. Denny Villarreal Martinez has more on the story.
The developers want to build 340 new apartments on an incorporated piece of Boone County land. If built, they plan to annex the complex into Florence, and the city administration is in support of the development. But elected officials in Union are worried that the style and density of the proposed apartments will only add to the traffic on US 42. Ultimately, it will be up to the Boone County Planning Commission to decide if the development will continue. The Planning Commission will hold a public hearing on August 5th. For a full breakdown of the project and the upcoming hearing, visit WVXU.org. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Danny Villarreal Martinez.
TARC is relocating bus routes and continuing others around Louisville starting Sunday. It's part of the city's transit system's revamped network, which is intended to address ongoing financial struggles. Routes in Midtown, Jeffersonville, Fern Valley, and six other locations will be discontinued, while transit covering Bardstown Road, Preston Highway, 4th Street, Dixie Highway, and Market Street will now run every 15 minutes on weekdays. In addition, a new downtown transit center at Muhammad Ali Boulevard and 8th Street will connect riders with eight other destinations, including Jefferson Mall, the VA Hospital, and Shawnee Park. Riders can use TARC for free starting Sunday through August 16th while adjusting to the new schedule and routes. For more information, visit ridetarc.org/new. At a Thursday public hearing, Lexington residents said proposed regulations on data centers aren't strict enough. As Shepard Snyder reports, the Planning Commission added a number of last-minute restrictions.
Lexington residents advocated for stronger restrictions and even flat-out bans on data center projects in Fayette County before the city's Planning Commission this week. Members of the public voiced concerns about energy use, pollution, and the industry's ties to artificial intelligence. In June, the Lexington-Fayette Urban County Council directed the Planning Commission to draft guidelines to regulate data centers. The council gave the Planning Commission 60 days to make a recommendation. A moratorium on construction is already in place through October 31st. Longtime Lexington resident Don Ament was among those who were concerned planners did not have enough time to flesh out the details of the amendment.
First thing I realize is that I have not had nearly enough time to do an adequate dive into all the info, and I think we're learning that maybe you all haven't either, especially with this 60-day rush job.
District 4 Councilmember Emma Curtis disagreed and indicated she would work to strengthen the amendment when it comes to the council next month.
This draft ZOTA was publicly shared over a month ago on June 25th. Additionally, the Planning Commission also held a prior work session on this issue, so this is not the first time that you should be seeing any of these documents, nor is it the first opportunity for there to be questions asked in a government forum about the document.
The zoning regulations come as Dark Points looks to develop a Lexington property once owned by Lexmark. The data center company announced it would be updating the space with long-term plans to increase its energy capacity. Thursday's planning deadline resulted in a flurry of last-minute amendments to the draft. Those new restrictions include a 25-megawatt cap on capacity, a 30-decibel noise limit, and a reduction in maximum size from 50,000 to 40,000 square feet. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
While many speakers this weekend at this year's edition of the Fancy Farm Picnic focused on this year's race to choose Kentucky's next senator, others had their eyes set on next year's gubernatorial election. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman and Rodkey Adkins, the former state representative and recently resigned senior advisor to Governor Andy Beshear, shared their cases on why they should inherit the governor's office. Both touted their connections to Beshear as examples of their success.
The Beshear-Coleman administration has been busy protecting Kentuckians. We have sky-high approval ratings for a reason.
Real leadership is what this Governor Andy Beshear has produced, and I've been honored to be his senior advisor.
Meanwhile, Republican speakers coalesced around one potential candidate, Congressman James Comer. The current chair of the House Oversight Committee is running for re-election in November, and he didn't mention a potential gubernatorial bid in his remarks, but he's previously stated his intentions to announce a run for governor following this year's general elections. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.